Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes After Healing, the Freilich and Hanukkah, 2, 1, and all. We are continuing our discussion of Perek Lamed, Chapter 30, and Baruch Hashem, it worked out the Siyata Deshmaya that we are in Chapter 30, Perek Lamed, the chapter which is the focus of Hanukkah. We say it at the beginning of Shacharis every day, and at the end of Shacharis on Hanukkah, it's the Mizmor Shir Liyom Hanukkah, it's the Shir Shalyom for Hanukkah, and so fortuitously we're going to discuss that parak continuing again. We are on today one pasuk actually. I want to maybe veer from our normal discussion in terms of the theme of the parak and talk about one pasuk, a particular comment that I saw, a beautiful comment from Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer on Tehillim, and maybe another comment that he made elsewhere, make them into one beautiful piece in terms of the obligation of Hodah, giving thanks on Hanukkah. The pasuk in Perek Lamed, pasuk Hay says, Zamru l'Hashem chasidav, v'hodu l'decher chasho. Sing to Hashem his chasidim, is David HaMelech saying, sing to Hashem God's chasidim, v'hodu, and give thanks to the remembrance of Hashem's name. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and of course, look in the Mefarshim, it's the Asavid, the Malbim there for different comments on the Seder Hapasik, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky made a good observation. He said that normally Hodah would come before Zemer, meaning normally when something good happens to you, in this case, we discussed, I think, 2 weeks ago, that the parak could be about a personal illness that David HaMelech went through, whether it's a communal issue, whatever it is, that he's giving thanks for. But normally, first you have Hodah, you recognize and thank Hashem for the healing, for the Yeshua, the salvation, the support, whatever it is. And then, as a result of that thanks, you come to a level of Zemer. You sing Hallel, and that kind of a thing. But here, first the pasuk says Zamru, and then it says the Hodu. So why is it switched? And he gives examples of where normally Hodah comes before Zemer. And his answer is beautiful. He says that, indeed, normally Hodah comes first. That's the ordinary way. However, Tzadikim, who are referred to, the Chasidav, in the Pasuk, are people who don't wait for the moments where Hashem helps you. They don't wait. Rather, they jump into song right away. And that speaks to a certain perspective of a unique population of people who don't wait. They're so enthused by the potential for Hashem helping them right when they feel helped, they feel supported, they burst into song almost uncharacteristically and skip the Hodah. Of course, the Hodah comes afterwards, but they're so enthused and confident in Hashem's salvation that they jump right away into Zemer. So I figure we'll spend a few minutes talking about today the Chiyuv Hodah and the concept of giving thanks to Hashem based on Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal's own Torah in a sefer called Taima Dikra Amud Chaf Tes, where he mentions a question that almost all the commentaries talk about, which is the question regarding why the words, the idea of Pach HaShemen, is not mentioned in the Tefillah of Al Hanisim. Of course, we talk about Ve'liku Neiros Pechastros Kachecha, that we speak about. But it doesn't mention the Pach Shemen, the fact that we found oil and put it in the menorah. Why is that left out? All the commentaries speak about it. Beautiful Torah from the Aruch HaShulchan and certain Chassidish Torah. Really beautiful answers that are given. But he talks about the idea of Chayim that when you have tangible benefits from a miracle that happened, that's when you give Hodah. But if there is no tangible benefit to you, meaning the benefit only occurred to the people who experienced the miracle, there is no Chiyuv Hodah. So let's think about it for a moment, he says. The Pach Shemen, when they found it, that was a benefit to those who found it, were able to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But you and I have no direct benefit from that miracle. And so you don't mention the Pach Shemen. What do you mention? Oh. So he says, look at the language of Al Hanisim. Ulamcha Yisrael Asisa Teshua Gadola. You made a Teshua Gadola, a salvation for them. What about for us? Uforkan Kayom Hazeh. And it's the redemption even to this day. Meaning, yeah, the Pach Shemen we don't benefit from today. But the concept that you saved them, that symbolized by the Pach Shemen, that you made a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, that we certainly benefit from Ad Hayom Hazeh until this day. If not for the salvation of the Jews in that time of the Chashmonaim, we wouldn't be here today. Similar to many miracles we talk about where Mitzrayim, by the Seder, we talk about Haraya Anu, Vanenu, Vene Vanenu. If not for the fact that you freed our ancestors, we wouldn't be here today, which is so true. That expression, Ol Pach Shemen, is not mentioned, but the idea that we ourselves do in fact recognize that we do get some kind of benefit, not tangible. That's not a Chiyuv Hodah. That's why Pach Shemen, he says, is left out. But in terms of the benefit of the salvation, that we certainly get. And he actually cites a beautiful proof, and I'll tell you an amazing story I just experienced today that kind of backs up this idea. He says, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Yud Ches, that Hilchos Birchas Aperos, amongst the Brachos Pratios, Brachos that we say, the Mechaber says, Haroa Makom Shanasa Neis Liyachid. If you see a place where a miracle was done for a single individual, in the Bevarich, Aval Hu Asma, the person themselves who experienced the Neis, the miracle, Mevarich, Sh'asa Li Neis B'Makom Hazeh, but they make a Bracha that I had a miracle done for me in this particular place. Writes the Mechaber beautifully, the Chol Yotzei Chalasav, Chol Yotzei Yerecho, Gam Kein Mevarchin, Sh'asa Neis La'avi B'Makom Hazeh. His children also make the Bracha that Neis was done for our father in this place. And writes the Mishnah Berura from the El Yeraba, She'echriya de'beno uven beno tzrichim levarech bein shenoldu, Kodim Shakara Hanes Abin Shonodo Akar Mikin, Mishum Kvod Abiyam. Even in the next generation, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren, when they see the very same place, they also acknowledge the miracle that was done for their grandfather, great grandfather. Why? Because even though it wasn't done for me, I can't say it was done for me, Lee, but because I know I wouldn't be here. If not for the fact that a miracle was done for my father, grandfather, great grandfather, that itself requires a different expression of Hodah. It's not the same one, like the Pach Shemen. I can't say the Pach Shemen, but I can recognize Utshua Gedolah for Kan Kayom Hazeh, that today I still have some benefit from the miracle done back then. And that's the idea of this halacha, that even I, as a descendant of the person who had the miracle done for them, can still in my own way express my appreciation. I'll tell you an amazing story. I was doing a Levaya today, and a very kind, very sweet woman came over to me, and she was telling me, you see that rabbi over there? Yeah, very nice. So he was Makariv me and my family, made us from, made us religious Jews today. Very nice. And then she added, you know, there are people here at this funeral who many of us were, in fact, Makariv through this program, and now we have grandchildren. And they also are beneficiaries of their great work so many years ago, 30, 40 years ago. But that was a beautiful idea that that she was expressing, that the same notion that people should realize that even though you may not have experienced the experience of the Kiryu, of the Torah, we take it for granted. But if not for the kindness done to our ancestors, we wouldn't be here having what we have today. And that really is the message of Hanukkah as well. It's the intergenerational, it's the Mesora of parent to child and grandparent to grandchild, passing on the great miracles of yesteryear and recognizing that without those miracles, although they weren't done for us, we benefit every single day from the miracles done many, many years ago. Wishing all of you and your families a warm, uplifting, inspiring, wonderful, joyous Chag Hanukkah. And Amir Tzachnem will continue with Perek Lamed next week.